Thanks for connecting. And if you like what you hear, please share.
The idea came actually to be something that I could create and produce and really have out there and give that gift to other people, to let them share their stories and have other people connect with them based on.
Do you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. Today's episode brought to you by the Corbellas Chamber of Commerce, bringing the community together one business at a time. Also by Furniture Share's Run Your Tutu Off. Run Your Tutu Off is virtual this year, February 19th through 21st. Call Furniture Share in Corvallis, Oregon for more info. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marketing with Russ, a.k.a. hashtag Russ Selfie. So glad to have you all here today, and I am super excited about DJ, my guest today. How's it going, DJ?
Good, great, fantastic.
It is so good to have you here. It's been kind of a busy weekend already. And as we record this, because it's airing tomorrow, it's Valentine's weekend. And you had a little time away with your husband. I'm in the middle of an ice storm with no power. And so it's been just like all kinds of fun. So we are living life and enjoying the journey along the way. Right, DJ?
That's right. That's right.
So listen. I am so excited to talk to you about Mayhem, about your new podcast, about all the stuff you got going on, and hearing a little bit more about you. But first, before we jump into that, I want to remind everybody, I'm Russ Hedge. I'm an inspiration specialist. I'm a coach, motivational speaker. I love to connect with people, as DJ will attest to, because we both are super connector type people. You can go directly to my website, russhedge.com, to learn all about me, connect to all my social media, get my email, my phone number. You can even schedule time to chat directly with me on Zoom, and I would love to chat with you and learn more about you. So thank you so much for watching today. We know your time is valuable. Hoping you had a blessed and wonderful Valentine's weekend so far. And so anyway, at this point, I also want to remind you that I am the author of Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose, an encouraging book to really encourage you to live the life that you choose and give you some actionable points, some stories about me, some of the mistakes I made and things that I did that can maybe help you live the life you choose. Love to have you read that. You can pick it up at Amazon. Also, besides doing Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie, I also do The Experience Live with Russ and Scott, which is a live show every Wednesday at 7 a.m. And DJ knows all about that because she's been on The Experience already. That was awesome. And then also, just working hard to make life better and add value for you. So that's our goal today, because this show is all about how amazing people connect. And today we have definitely done that. DJ is definitely one of those amazing people. So DJ, let's jump over to you. Tell us a little bit about where you came from and how you got to where you are today.
Thanks, Russ. First, I want to start off by saying thank you so much for this invitation, for having me here with you. It's truly an honor. Always a joy to be around you. Your energy, your positivity, it just kind of keeps me going. I can't, you know, stress that enough, that your energy just really, really helps me to keep going too. So I'm a little bit new. I just launched that new show I have, Let Your Mayhem Be Known. It's on Monday nights. I do stream to Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. I'm still waiting on LinkedIn Live, so we'll see if that comes about. But I'm working my fifth episode, and we're going strong. We've had so many amazing guests so far. I just couldn't be any more excited. Really fantastic support system, networking and connecting. It's always such an important part of any journey here, you know, because you want to be available, you want to be out there and supporting others as much as you hope to be supported as well. So it's just been a fantastic month to 2 months, just really being in front of the camera and finally streaming and, you know, making videos and connecting with people. It's been quite the joy ride, just meeting so many different individuals with different stories to tell about their lives and their experiences. And for me, that's really important. That's part of my personal journey and what I want to do with people and helping people. And when I work with people, it's really to help them through whatever mayhem they're going through, whatever, you know, difficult time, hardship, trauma. You know, it's really a platform, a show that I like to encourage people to come on, reach out. If they have something they want to share, they have a story. We all have things that we go through, and, you know, nobody likes to be vulnerable. Nobody likes to put their weaknesses out there, but unfortunately that we're human and we have all these insecurities, something that I talk about. We have all of these things going on in our life behind the scenes, other than what we have in front of the camera and what we project. And it's nice to let those stories be heard and known, because other people can really connect with that. Other people can say, you know, I've been through that too. And it makes you a little bit more easier to be human. People will see, wow, okay, you know, like that's relatable. You know, you want to be relatable.
Well, that's exactly. I was going to say, that is so, I think, so important that people are really looking, and you are a very authentic person. So people are really looking for that authenticity. They're looking for the connection. Really comes down to the fact that we are all humans, and that we all make mistakes. We all have challenges. Mm-hmm. And I think people like to see that real side of people. Just like when I record this podcast, or when I do my live show. The other day, I forgot to turn my phone off, which usually I do really well, and it went off. I mean, life happens, right? Mm-hmm. Friends of mine, their kids run in the background while we're doing a podcast interview. Oh, well, that's life, right? I mean, everybody's dealing with it through COVID. It's been a crazy year because everybody's had to adapt and move and adjust. And people in their life have really crazy, some very traumatic things that go on. Mm-hmm. But I think what's really positive about you is you are such a positive person too. I mean, I appreciate what you said about me, but you have high energy. You're very positive, and you've come out of doing a lot of things in your past. You have a military background, and you're down there in Florida now. Tell us a little bit about that brought you to where you're at.
Sure. So what I do right now is I work with individuals that are looking for employment, that have disabilities. In my past, I've worked with a lot of people with mental health issues. I've always worked with people with disabilities. So it's just been natural for me to be able to work with individuals in social work, social services, just providing any type of assistance, resources, just, you know, for people that are most in need, usually, whether it's financial, it's affecting their medical. It's just, you know, they have a lot of things going on, and sometimes it's really hard to navigate. So it's been a blessing being in the career field that I am, just working and working for the public and assisting the public. And that's really what's gotten me to here, is just hearing stories of all the hardships and the challenges that people share. And you hear them over and over, and you realize, like, we're all in this together. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, what you do for a living. You know, you have people that come from like big paying jobs, and they're sitting in front of me, and they've been through so much, and they almost lost everything. If not, they have already. They're just trying to navigate their way back. So really, that's part of where the title Disability Navigator comes from. It's really assisting individuals navigate through the system with their disability and trying to get ahead and trying to, you know, just find resources and find opportunities. So that's really where the show came about, is really just hearing those stories in private, just maybe creating a platform to allow people to share it openly and publicly.
Well, and that's really tough for people. And when you have that platform and you're so open and accepting people, it makes a big difference, because you talk about navigating. I love the term. I love the little saying, enjoy the journey, because really life is not a destination. Life is a journey. And so we're going to be going through things all the time. Doesn't matter how much money we have or what kind of status we have, if we have any of that, it's all about if you are enjoying the journey. Some of the people that have the least amount of money have the happiest and most joyful and fulfilled life, because they are enjoying what they're doing. They're living their passion. And, you know, life isn't all about money and things. Life isn't all about status and power. Life is about enjoying and being passionate about what you're doing. And one of the biggest things I think I've always been encouraged with, that I've always encouraged others, and that is do what you're passionate about. You know, get out there and make a difference at what really moves you. And you're definitely doing that.
Yeah, thank you. I really do enjoy what I do and how I'm able to work with individuals, really helping them through these situations. It's been a blessing. I find that it's easy because it's something I like to do. I love to do. And I wouldn't want to do anything else. I don't see myself really doing anything else. I just really find joy at being of light to people and really helping them through things. So, you know, just connecting with them, letting them know that there's available, like there's people out there, helping them get through that darkness, those dark times. It's really about pulling them out and letting them know that there's other people that they can connect with as well. I think that I talk a lot about that on my show, about the support system. It doesn't matter really the difficulties you're going through, but really that support system or lack of really can change a lot. And it's important for people to stay connected. It really is important for people to keep their support systems close when they're going through their difficult times.
Right. Connection is huge because connection is life. I mean, whether we're talking life, personal connection, or whether we're talking business, life and business, everything is born out of connection. We are beings that want to be with other people. We want community, and building a community. I think that you would agree that in this last year, there's been such a great community born out of social media, you know, on LinkedIn and different social medias that has been incredible, supporting, helping, cheering each other on. And I think that's huge because, you know, even those of us that are self-driven and ready just to take on the world need that as well. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, the community on LinkedIn is so encouraging of one another. I find that everyone's out really for the common goal, the greater good. And for me, that's one of the most wonderful things I've come across is just meeting other people that want to do the same exact thing, help others connect and build networks and just help each other, lift each other up and get through these difficult times that we're in. And all, with all the changes, all the unexpected twists and turns that this last year can bring, all the unknowns, you know, that are still ahead of us.
Right. And changing every minute. I mean, we're going to as well expect more of that. And, you know, expecting there still to be challenges and still to be twists and turns is not a bad thing, you know, because the whole thing by building community and connecting, we are already there helping each other out and ready to help people when things happen. And it's been, you know, I know that I've had a huge support system built in this last year. I mean, I've always been a super connector locally, but I took my wings and flew like you, and when you can go internationally with all of the people you're connecting with. It's pretty incredible. So I think that you are doing fabulous things, and Let Your Mayhem Be Heard is an awesome show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really, I can't believe that something that was just an idea came actually to be something that I could create and produce and really have out there and give that gift to other people to let them share their stories and have other people connect with them based on that, their connection, whatever it is that that moment brings. And it's just watching that even on other shows and your show, it's just, you're constantly seeing how people are finding other fellow colleagues and individuals that are, you know, they can really continue to collaborate with just to keep empowering and moving everyone along, you know, like moving each other forward and keeping each other like connected. Like, hey, you're feeling down? Come on, don't worry. Tomorrow's a new day. Hey, I'm feeling down. You know, they reach out to me and it's really, you know, I found like it's full circle. Yeah. And it's been so beautiful just to see everyone helping each other through the ups and downs as they go through their own personal ups and downs.
Yeah. And it's what's so wonderful is that everybody does have that, at least it seemingly has that common goal. And it's, there's not this, well, I'm doing this, so I don't really want to help you and you're doing the same thing I'm doing. No, it's all for, at least from my perspective, it has all been, hey, I may be doing the same kind of thing you're doing. So let me help you, show you all the mistakes I made. Let me give you a step up and help you along your journey. And I'm like, wow, That's like, awesome. Thank you. What can I do for you?
Right. It does seem a little different, more uncommon, I guess. It's definitely a different feeling. For me, it's been truly special. Like I said, the connections are just so real and everyone's so heartwarming and everyone seems very full of compassion and sincerity.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we are all making friendships that will last a lifetime because everybody's investing in each other. And I think that's so important. You know, really my whole theme over my years in sales and marketing is to build what I call core advocates. Those are people that are really at the heart are true connections that are there not only for you to reach out and help, but are there to help you. They're people that are advocating for you because they care about what you're doing and you're truly connected. And so it's just been awesome. And I appreciate you so much, but believe it or not, our time is already winding up. So people are going to want to know, hear more about the Silver Fox, what's going on about learning mayhem. So how they get with you?
Well, I'm available on LinkedIn. I love to be contacted through there. It's my preferred method. You can just send me a message or tag me and then say, hey, I want to talk to you and we'll follow up. That's fine. I also have a website people can check out, silverfoxtalks.com. There's a calendar option on there if you guys want to schedule a calendar. But yeah, just LinkedIn is a good old, it's my favorite. So reach me there.
Awesome. Well, I'll make sure and link to both of those things on the show notes just so they have that. But definitely LinkedIn, everybody, is the best place.
They can use the handle Silver Fox Talks on Twitch or YouTube to find my channel. So it's just the same handle all across the board. But to connect, it's definitely LinkedIn.
Awesome. Awesome. Sounds great. Well, listen, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time to do this. And, you know, all your energy and your positiveness, I appreciate that. And I'm sure we're going to be connected for years to come. And I appreciate that. Yes.
Absolutely, Russ.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, everybody, for watching. We know that your time is so valuable. And I just want to thank you today for taking time to watch us. You know, we are trying to bring you value and bring you amazing people connect. And today that connect. And today we've done that. I'm sure of it. So listen, until we see you again, have a great day and a great life. And we'll talk to you real soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.